He's one of the good guys in racing. It's good to see him back really well. Speaking of good guys, time to have a chat to Graham Begg. How are you, Graham?
Yeah, Michael, how are you?
Very well indeed. Again, you can find a good horse, Graham. I haven't spoken to you since last Saturday at Caulfield, but that Libiamo, that two-year-old filly, brought back memories of another striking chestnut by Written Tycoon on Saturday.
Yeah, no, look, she got the job done. It was a little bit of a surprise because we didn't have a really, you know, wound to win first up. Look, she had a few little issues going into the gates and things like that, so we had to send her back the bit of remedial education and going back in. Julian Welsh did a fantastic job with her, and yeah, she was able to get to the races last Saturday and get the job done.
What do you do with her now? Do you keep going throughout the winter, or do you put her away for a little break?
No, she's gone to the Water Walker down at Fullman Park, so she's going to have sort of 10 days down there. Just get out of the stable for a bit because she had to endure, you know, going back to get that bit of barrier education. So she had a pretty, you know, drilling over the period of time. So, you know, just to get out and just chill her brain a bit and, you know, get out of the stable routine, which was good. She's going out in the paddock for a day and box at night. So, you know, she'll come back and hopefully she might be able to run something like the Quizette first up.
Oh, that's exciting. Speaking of your good two-year-olds from last season, what's the latest with Dosh?
Dosh is back in work. She's moving along very well, so we're very happy with her. She's certainly grown, matured, and moving along beautifully. As I can say, she has the first bit of faster work next Tuesday at Caulfield, and then we'll just aim her up and possibly, you know, something like the Capron Teams first up.
I was going to say, what do you think she... Could she stretch out in distance, or is she a speed filly?
Oh, look, there's no doubt she's a high-speed filly, but we think that she'll run 1,200 metres. She's got a high cruising speed, but, you know, in both her wins, she was very strong the last part of a race, so she's very tenacious, and she certainly doesn't want to get headed, but, you know, she makes all her own luck up on the speed, but... she's in great order, and we couldn't be any more happier with her.
And I spoke to Geordie Childs yesterday, who said he sat on Nonconformist the other day, and he's very happy with how he's progressing.
Yeah, no, he's coming along beautifully. He has a jump out next Tuesday on the course proper at Caulfield. I brought him back in early, obviously trying to qualify him for a Caulfield Cup. So, you know, we're going to kick him off in the PB Lawrence on the 14th of August and then the Heavily and then into the Naturalism, trying to get him that qualification so he's ballot-free going into the Caulfield Cup.
Well, it'll be, he's tried and gone close previously, so it'd be good to see him get in there this year. On Saturday, you've got Mamool going around in the Byley. A bit more pressure when you're training Mamool?
That's pretty laid back. It was a bit challenging early on. He had a few little... antics and that, but he's certainly straightened out since he's lost his crown jewels. He's quite a nice horse. He lengthened really well the last sort of couple hundred metres of the race at Geelong the other day, and once he got out, got clear in there. But, you know, he seems a horse that will stretch out well over a bit of ground, and, you know, we didn't think it was an overly strong field come Saturday. You know, we thought, well, let's roll the dice and give him his opportunity.
Good money and a free ticket into the Derby if he can win on Saturday. So there's plenty of reasons to head there. So what would you say to the punters? Would you be confident on Saturday?
Oh, I expect him to run very well. Look, he's a full brother to that horse, Ruber, who's been running well over the winter months over the three-year-old races. And he's had no problem running, you know, 2,000 metres and 2,400 metres. So I feel this horse is certainly... he's in that vein. Whatever he does, he'll be best suited when he gets over those middle distance trips. He's probably still, you know, 6 months away from maturing, but, you know, he's a nice horse. And, you know, I was very taken with the way he really stretched out and hit the line at Geelong. You know, everyone that's ever ridden the horse has always said what a good action he's got. And he lengthened really well and, you know, gave us great hope for Saturday.
Well, you've got an interesting first starter too tomorrow. A frosted filly, Defrosted. How does she go?
Defrosted, she moves along okay. She's just drawn out a tad awkwardly where she's drawn, but, you know, we'll give her a chance to balance up and find the line. So, you know, she hasn't gone the worst on the track and shaping up nicely for tomorrow.
Good on you, Graham. Best of luck over the weekend.
Cheers for that.